It's Monday, July 15th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 157. Matt Scott is joined by Ken Eagle, Arlen Schweiger, and Tony Savona talking about music and streaming services. Tony Savona starts off talking about the resurgence of vinyl music and the impact of owning your music in a physical space.
I haven't been one of those people who experienced vinyl the first time, and I keep thinking that it's going to fade out again, but it appears not to be. And Arlen made a good point too, and how much of this statistics here is actually personal listening. And it's really convenient now. And as Ken said too, the availability makes it really simple just to, for someone to speak a command. The streaming services have more content than ever. They're doing fantastic. Almost anything you could want is on there now. They built that up over the years. So there's all that great stuff and a point to grow with vinyl in particular, though, as you said, I think that's a place for someone to actually not have music coming through speakers, not listening through headsets. There's a whole experience with vinyl there that definitely leads to a good opportunity for a lot of the channel. And I think it's something that, while I'm not necessarily hitching a ride to, it definitely should be among the offerings. And even within that, the quality that they can get from today's technology and from what's being released now, it's pretty outstanding. And I think that would actually even help vinyl live on even further. It's definitely something that could be a part of your business plan.
Hey, two other comments, Matt, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no.
So I have two teenagers in the house, and they both listen to vinyl. In fact, Christmas this year, that was on the big item on the list, was they wanted records. So I think that's kind of cool. There's something interesting about having that tangible piece of music that my kids mostly have grown up in the era of MP3. So, they don't even own CDs. So to see them own vinyl and be excited about it is pretty cool. So I think we, for anyone who's going after that market, make sure you've got something in mind for that younger audience too, because I think they're interested also. And secondly, going back to the streaming services, I was thinking about this the other day when I was reading the article. There's, I think, a big revival for small artists, for older artists, for artists you haven't heard of in a while, to get back into being listened to again. Because I was streaming some music the other day. I just said, using the voice command, play some 80s music. And all these songs came back from like, oh, I totally forgot about that song. It's so awesome. And, if I'm doing it, there's like 10,000 people doing that. And we're pulling some of these deep tracks back up again that we forgot about. And I think there's probably a lot of people pretty excited that their music's getting played again.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.